Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about farmland that used to be farmland, then it went into housing development, and now it's farmland again?
Yeah. There is an interesting article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune this week about just that, basically. Back during the height of the housing boom, especially around the metro area, farmers were selling their farmland to developers who wanted to build big housing developments out on the fringes of the suburbs.
Right,
in places
the
like
exurbs or whatever.
The exurbs, yeah. Places like Wright County and Carver and Scott County. And, of course, the housing market went belly up, and a lot of these developments either didn't get built or they only got half built. The property went back to the bank, or the developers were just left with it on their hands. And now they're finding that there's a little phenomenon going on where the farmers who originally owned the property are now buying it back at a fraction of the cost, simply because the land is too valuable to just sit vacant.
Right. I mean, it's arable land, which means mm-hmm. you can make some money growing some corn or some beans or something.
Absolutely,
on there.
Yeah. With the prices of corn and soybeans right now, the farmers are looking at that going, that can't just sit vacant.
Right. Well, and of course, corn has been spiking up because we have a bit of a drought around mm-hmm. much of the upper Midwest.
Right, and that's going to keep prices up this year. You know, and of course, everybody looks at this and says, you know, is farming another bubble like housing and the dot-com bubble? And that's got a few people concerned.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. The price of farmland right now is kind of through the roof.
Right.
And it does make you kind of wonder, you know, is there a correction on the horizon? And you know, that's really what we mean when we say a bubble. I mean, mm-hmm. that's like any other commodity.
Is it going to burst?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the one thing that you have to consider, though, about a good quality, high quality farmland, it is finite. It isn't like you can just make more.
Right, right.
So, you know, from that perspective, I think about it in the same terms that I think of prime lakeshore property mm-hmm. In Minnesota. And if you've perused some of those real estate magazines that offer up some of these prime
right.
lakeshore properties, they're not selling for cheap.
Right.
That's kind of one of the things that occurs to me.
Yeah, and when you look at the economic forces at work and what's keeping the prices of corn and soybeans so high, it's a little different than the housing market and the dot-com bubble were, you know, 10, 20 years ago. The circumstances are just different.
Yeah.
You know, China and India yep. and other emerging countries in Asia, and their incomes are going up, so what do they want? They want meat. And of course,
right.
what do you need to feed those animals? Corn and soybeans.
Absolutely.
You know, so as long as those factors are at play, I think it's going to keep, it keeps everybody guessing at just what's going to happen.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.